Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I am Pam Bright, and I am your hostess today for this amazing show. This is our first episode of the month, and so this is our light language and energy healing show, which is a call-in show always. And so if you are listening to this, know that you matter to me. I have created this particular episode to not only allow my spirit to open to the energies that flow through me, but really open to what you need for your life today and your empowerment. So looking at yourself, really look at, you know, for your inner core, like, what do I need right now? Am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I physically needing something to keep me going? Am I in grief? Am I in joy? Am I anticipating some new projects that I'm wanting to take on? What is it about you today that you feel like you could really use some assistance with or just want to be acknowledged for? We really want to allow you to have a voice and to be heard. So let me know what you need, please. Call me up on the Transformation Talk Radio. The phone number here is 1-800-930-2819. And no, I don't have it memorized. That's why I have a little card to remind me of that. But you're also going to see that show up on your screen anytime that you are watching the show. But also, I will continue to remind you throughout this hour together of where to call in for that information. If you are a person that is a little bit more private and would prefer to write in, you can do that on the chat on Transformation Talk Radio on the site, or you can email me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. And it's just like it sounds, with no spaces. That's Theempower, and then show, S-H-O-W. Had to think about that for a minute of what those letters are. So it's theempowermeshow@gmail.com to write me and say, hey, this is what I would prefer to get some healing around, some acknowledgement with, some assistance anywhere in the world is also something that I do. I'm a coach as well as a healer, so, and a channel. So anything that comes through is for everybody that's listening. So don't hold back. Let me know what you need today. So before we get started, I really just want to help us ground, because that's really important for me as a healer and as an empath, to allow my inner core to get some silence and some introspection. Because that way I can be a clear channel for you and allow the spirits of the universe to flow easily. So I always also have these little helpers here. They're my crystals. This is a selenite crystal that helps me remember that I have an inner core that's called my pillar of light, or my column of light that is surrounding my spine. It allows me to stay connected to the cosmos as well as to the earth plane and in my body. And then this little helper here has two crystals attached to it. It's a quartz crystal. And okay, it's telling me that it's a Lemurian quartz. So there's two together, and that reminds me of partnership, which is the word of the year for 2022 for me. and for the work that I'm doing. So let's go ahead and allow ourselves to ground and settle into who we are today as a spiritual being, having a human experience. And I'm just going to allow my drum to speak to you as well as my voice. So if you're driving and need to be aware of your surroundings, just go ahead and listen. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes, it helps you to really go within a little bit more easily and allow your inner world to start speaking to you in its ways of its environment. So that's just a little bit for you to really just reconnect to the truth of who you are in this moment in time. And as you do that and allow your world to speak to you, it might be a call for your attention today. It might be acknowledging all of the massive work that you have already done in your life today. It also might be a plea for help from another. Listen to that inner voice that is speaking right now to you. It has something to say. Just go ahead and take a deep breath now. And feel that breath coming all the way from the bottoms of your feet, which are connected to the earth, and bring it all the way up into this area here where your lungs are. And bring it all the way up as high as you can, up to the top of your head and out. And then and bring it all the way down again through your body and out into the Mother Earth. And as you do that regularly and make it a practice, you will get used to how to calm yourself down, how to get more energy in your body system, how to release anything that's in your way, and really how to ground into, once again, the truth of who you are. Stress is something that exists constantly in our world these days. And so it's really vital that you learn some tools for how to access the inner world of who you are. And so this particular show will give you ways to do that in all kinds of ways. And if there's one that you haven't heard of yet and would like more information, just email me and say, hey, I'd like to know more about this particular aspect of my body system and how to do this calming down thing that you're talking about. What about this and this and this and this way, right? I'm open. So just give me anything you got that is going to help you, because that's what I'm here for, in this particular show, but also in my life as a spiritual entrepreneur, assisting you with your ascension as a spiritual being, having a human experience, and ascending to the fullness of who you are. So I'm just going to read a little bit today and answer any questions that you have. And please, please, please know that I am here for you. And so you have much access to assist me. Oh, and it looks like we have a message from Bobby. Could I please get a light language blessing for upgrades on my light? Looks like my light language, maybe. My light, my light, your light. So Bobby, your light is always available to you because it exists within you as well as within the universe. So when you call it to you, it responds. And if you need a little helper with that, then the spirit guides that you work with, your angels, your guides, your teachers, they are more than happy to help you. They're on standby for you, as you know, because I've been teaching you about that. And I am just one teacher for you. But as you call on them, they will assist you when you're specific about what you need. So remember, they're like guardians that are just standing there. You know, they're the guards like outside of the castle gate, saying, okay, give me my orders. Tell me what I need to do. And so then you ask for that and then they will assist you. Okay. So it looks like we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but we don't have to. Let me kind of feel that out for a minute and see if we need to take a break. Okay. My guides are saying, nah, we don't need a break. We don't need a break yet. So we might take one later after this channeling for Bobby. But for now, I'm in the flow. So we're just going to continue with this. And all right, I'm going to actually work with Bobby now because that's what's up to do. So Bobby, I want you to connect in with, you are going to see this through your third eye. This is the partnership crystal, the beautiful Lemurian quartz crystal that is two pieces together, adhered together. That's the way that the earth made it. And so I want you to connect in with this quartz crystal, these quartz crystals, and they are representing your connection, your partnership with your guidance, all of the beautiful beings that are working with you now, as well as your connection to me as your coach and your energy teacher. And it's also working with your connection to the creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things. And so we ask all of these beings to show themselves to Bobby in whatever form they need to show him. Help him feel you, help him know you. He knows you intimately because you're so willing to show yourself to him now. And we now ask that all of the blessings of the universe in the forms of light that Bobby is willing to receive now, in whatever forms he's willing to receive now, come forth in this moment in time, through my voice, through these sounds, and through these crystals that I am holding to him. Hala te tada te tada e unai. Anena ke dada e unahi ahi. So I immediately, Bobby, saw your guardians, what are called the watchers, but they're like the outer circle that are the watchers of the energy and of you. They're like, they create this protective seal or this circle of light and love for you, so that any negativity that comes forward and trying to get in to your circle actually just bounces off of it. So they are the ones that bounce it off of them, so that then your circle, your inner world is pure. So if you want that cinched up a little bit, you just need to ask them to cinch it up a little bit, so that it's more secure, where you feel more secure within your being, that the darkness is simply a reflection for you of the light. So any shadow that's happening in your inner world is simply a reflection of the light that is coming through. So often it is an illusion. It is a remembering of your past, where darkness seemed to invade your space on a daily basis. So know that darkness simply is a reflection of the light. And you don't need to be afraid of that. Okay, so I'm going to bring in some light codes for you to assist you with the dark reflection that is showing itself to you now in this moment. Enaki ida baki ida ita ite unda kikida tata yeta ina naki ita naki inaki nanaki he tane kane kia una. So I'm seeing these little dots that are in this circle of these guardians, and I'm seeing these black dots that are representing the blackness or the darkness that it's not a lot of it, but they're just kind of sporadic around these beings. And what they're telling me is that they're going to show you a little bit, but not so much that you get overwhelmed, because you're working with the light. When you're working with the light, you get to amp up your light body so that the darkness doesn't have to stay, okay? We need both polarities in order to feel balanced, but the more light that you allow into your life, the less that the dark has to take reign. Neki naki at an e u ku 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 te chi chi namakis. Hey taye taye anata ite. Right, they're telling me to use the colors of maroon, which is like purple and pink connected. All right, and yellow. Okay, bring the yellow of the sun. We've got yellow in the back of the tapestry that I have up for me today for this show. So allow yourself to use your inner sight to ask the sun, the great central sun, to bring you the codes that you need for your next level transformation, and to assist you with the balance of the dark and the light in your body system. You do not need to be afraid of the dark, sweetheart. You don't need to be afraid of the dark. You're absolutely 100% guided in every moment. You are absolutely taken care of in every moment. Allow your guides to help you every second. They are at your beck and call. Work with them, ask them for help all the time. That's their job. Naki naki na ne ne gich anamakis. Be well, sweetheart, be well. Have a blissful day. Oh. Okay, so we will take a break now. It's a little bit later than we usually do, but when we come back, I will take more calls, more call-ins or emails from you or chats for your assistance, and know that I'm available. I'm just a channel. Remember, it's not my word, okay? It's not what I say or the words that I speak or the sounds that I make. It's simply the creator and your own guides working through me for you and your highest good. I have committed my life to this work. And so know that I am here in service to you, and I will allow myself to be 100% of service in whatever that looks like. So don't be afraid to be heard. Allow yourself to receive the support that you are craving. I love you, and let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Minku, ADHD coach. People with ADHD can be vastly different from each other, but one thing most ADHD adults have in common is a poor time sense, an unrealistic idea of how long things take to do. With a really poor time sense, what you probably expect to get done in a day, only Superman could accomplish. Yet, after barely getting through a fraction of your to-dos, you end each day feeling inadequate and ashamed that you didn't finish it all. The problem lies in your magical thinking about time. To get real, compare how long you think something will take you to do with the reality. For at least 7 tasks, write down how many times longer each one really took than what you had guessed. Then use that information to plan. Learn more about time sense and other strategies in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Solutions for Your Unique Brain.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I am Pam Bright, and you are listening to the Light Language episode and the Energy Transmission episode. And we are talking today about what is it that you need? I've asked you to really be bold with your questions and your concerns and your needs today, because that's what this episode is for you. And so first, I'm going to really show you how I disconnect from the energies so that I'm not channeling for, I always channel, but this is a way for me to really be specific with the person that I'm working with. So we just worked with Bobby a little bit. Thank you, Bobby, for writing in. So I'm going to release Bobby now from my energy field so that I can then be with this next person. What I would say, this is a mantra that I use all the time. I am Pam. I am only Pam. Only Pam's energy is allowed in Pam's body. I am Pam. And then I use an energy sweep from the top of my head and all the way down. And then out. So that I'm pushing the energy away. That allows me to release Bobby doesn't mean I don't care about Bobby. It just means that I release his energy from my system. So that, and then I might do a little sweep of my arms a little bit, down my legs. It just brings me back to center. And then I can again say, I am Pam and I am ready for you. So we have another person that has a need, and her name is Julie. Julie, thank you for writing in. So she says she's wondering how to deal with the lifelong stress of an adult child who is on drugs and has borderline personality disorder. She feels she can't do anything anymore, and it's killing her. She is very frustrated and really could use some help. So no question is too bold. No concern is too big for me to work with. So Julie, I'm going to connect with your energy now and with your energy field, and know that you are absolutely 100% taken care of in this moment. And I want you to use your breath now to simply connect in with your breathing. And know that that breath is your sacred connection to a God that loves you 100%. The creator of the universe loves you 100%. Your guides, teachers, and angels love you 100%. They love your adult child 100%. Your child has chosen your child's path, consciously or unconsciously. Most of our lives are spent unconscious until we choose to bring that consciousness online. And that's not a judgment. It's simply the way that we operate in our souls. So if you want to have more conscious connection to your guidance and to a power greater than yourself, then simply ask. So in this moment, Julie, I give you permission, not that you need permission, but I'm giving you an opportunity now to say out loud, help. Please help me with this stress. Please, creator of all that is, help me right now with what I need. Please, guides, teachers, and angels, even though I may not know who you are, please help me in this moment right now. I allow you to assist me right now. And Julie, I'm going to work with you with some energy codes that are coming through my voice in the form of light language. It is simply for your soul to understand. Your mind will not need to understand it. It's simply going to come through. And we're going to work with the connection here of this partnership between you and your child, between you and your creator, between you and your guides, teachers, and angels, and your connection with me as the channel, if you so choose. We now ask that all of these beings connect fully and completely with Julie. Julie, you are so loved and so needed on this planet right now. We know that you don't understand what's happening with your child, and your heart is filled with grief right now. But know that you are absolutely taken care of exactly as you are in this moment. You simply need to allow us to help you. Your job is to simply be on standby when and if your child wants you to intervene. Your child has a sacred contract that is up to your child to fulfill. And you cannot interfere with that, even though your heart is breaking. Allow yourself to take care of you 100%. For in doing that, you are mirroring to your child how to do the same. Be a beacon of hope and of light and of love. Ali tera ii kana mai eku uta eseta mai kiwa ne tu la chada bai ki baba e chedua na idla tachiche ena sikina pu na chada bai tuma. So I just saw this beautiful heart come forward. So bring this beautiful heart into your heart. It's a beautiful red heart. Just see that in front of you. And you can call it in. Just reach out your hands like this. Like you're going through this opening in the space in front of you. And reaching and getting that heart, that symbol heart, right into your heart space now. Na ki la ne ke uku na ye, ma ya ta ye ma ma ye. And know that my hands are connecting to that heart. That symbol of the heart that you brought into you, into your heart. And the love that I have for you, the love that the Creator has for you, and the love that your guides, teachers, and angels have for you. We all love you so much. So much. So much. Take a deep breath in, Julie, and know that your breath is going to help you to bring your stress down. It's going to help you to relax. It's going to help you to disconnect from all of the energies of your child. Your child is able to take care of themselves, even though it may not look or seem like that for you at the moment. If you need to be in the middle of the action steps to get your child the help that they need, you will be given the steps to take. Allow yourself to receive this. Nekachichi namasi ananaye. All right, Julie. Know that I love you from the bottom of my heart to yours. A new beginning is right now. This moment is the moment of power. This moment is a moment of choice. So if you want more assistance and you want my help, simply reach out to me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com and I will assist you, okay? I'm here for you. Or if you'd rather connect with me on Facebook, you can go to Bright Butterfly Enterprises page and connect with me there. Or you can connect with me on my personal page at Pamela Lynn Bright. Okay, sweetheart, I love you. Know that you are absolutely taken care of. And if you want to give the producer your email to get to have me reach out to you, I will do that. Okay, but you can connect to me as well. Many different ways to do that. BrightButterflyEnterprises.com, TheEmpowerMeShow@gmail.com. I'm here for you. The universe loves you. Be well. Okay, we're going to take a break again. And when we come back, we'll see who else wants to connect. And I have a reading for you, a channeled message that came through yesterday for you.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I am your hostess. I'm here for you. And this is your light language and energy transmission episode. And we've been connecting with some beautiful people that have written in and asked for assistance. And know that that is always available to you on this particular episode, but really any episode that I do for the Empower Me Show. If you want to reach me live, it's 1-800-930-2819, and that is through Transformation Talk Radio that you're listening to. You can also reach the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. So for now, I'm going to share with you a message that came through yesterday, March 2nd, and I was told to write it down immediately and share it live on the air with you. So I'm doing that. I do this occasionally. It shows up as writing rather than through my voice this way, but anyway is a great way to connect with spirit. So here's the message. My dear beloveds, you are cherished beyond your comprehension. We urge you to reach out to us, your cosmic brothers and sisters. We are your allies and your friends that will assist you with everything you fear about your world right now in this year of 2022. This is no longer a time to brave it alone. The dark and the undark are both in full bloom on your planet. And as you seek to understand, you are being molded and changed as a human species. Do not worry yourselves with the why of this. Know and trust that this is a divine act of providence. The very fabric of your DNA structure is upgrading to a higher and purer form of consciousness. Your cells are becoming galactic in nature. Do not be afraid. This is what it should be in the perfection of your multidimensional cosmic universe. Dear Earthlings, we salute you as you traverse this new Earth. We love you always. Dear ones, please know that these world problems exist as a wake-up call to all of humanity. It's time for a global reset of your systems. This has already begun and will continue because you, as a collective humanity, have called it forth. Old systems must break down fully before new ones can be built. This is happening now. Do not be afraid. It is time. Your Earth knows how to rebuild herself. She is alive and will continue to rebirth over and over again. She is your teacher. Allow, dear ones, be brave. You have a role in this collective Earth adventure. Be at peace and know how much we love you. Now, I was not clear on who came through. Okay, now they're telling me that it is a collective of your guides, teachers, and angels that you work with. Okay, so it's the whole kahuna, the whole big kahuna of the troops, the galactic troops, the cosmic troops, the Earth troops, like all of us are in it together, right? We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so what we've done as multidimensional beings is we've opened ourselves to the creator of all it is, God as you understand him, and said, we're ready. We're ready to receive all of the support that's available to us right now. Give it to us, okay? So now they're coming forth through writing, through singing, through dancing, through symbols, through code, if you will. I looked up code, actually, the word code. I said, okay, what's the definition of code? So Google says, codes, a symbol of words, letters, figures, or other symbols substituted for other words, letters, etc. Okay, so our English language is a symbol of codes, right? It's a set of codes. It's a way to deliver information. Every language actually has its own set of codes. So in also numbers, the number eight, when you turn it on its side, it's the infinity symbol, right? So anything that you look at is a symbol, is a code that you can call in to assist you in your life. It's a value system. It's a moral system. When you look at what is my code of ethics, right? What are my values in life? What's important to me? Why am I living this way when this way is the way that I'd rather be living or feel like I should be living, right? That's a code of ethics. That's a code of morals and values. What's important to you? Change it up. Give yourself a new experience, right? Allow yourself to be surprised. Allow the magic to unfold. That's what life's about. You don't have to do the same thing over and over and over again just because you think it's what should be the norm, if you will, in the world. Because there's a lot going on, folks. And it's up to us as spiritual beings having human experience to change the systems, okay? The systems are already changing, as we've heard. And you might have a part of that. So if you're wondering if you have a part in that, ask your guidance. Ask your team, your spirit team. If you want to know how to have a spirit team and how to work with them, let me know, because that's the work that I do, one-on-one coaching, okay? I'm also looking at creating a group as we move forward in our lives in this business. If that interests you, let me know. There's a lot we can do spiritually that will assist you in the full expression of you, okay? This is a portal day. As many of you know about me, I like alignment. So we're looking at 3-3 today as an alignment day. So what are you aligning to for yourself? What's most important to you today? Where have you felt a little off, right? The number three is about joy, happiness, childlike enthusiasm. Are you allowing yourself to play? Are you allowing yourself to be in the unknown? So much of our lives, especially as adults, we tend to get very serious about living life and the responsibilities that plague us. what if we didn't have to? What if we could allow ourselves to be surprised, to be in the wonderment of what exists? So I'm going to check in with my producer and see if we have any more call-ins.
And not at the moment, we don't.
Okay, all right. So once again, that phone number, if you need it, is I'm sure up on your screen, but I will tell you as well for those of you who need it. It's 1-800-930-2819. And as one of our callers did, they actually chatted on Facebook for the Transformation Talk Radio. So that was nice. Thank you very much. So again, we have a few minutes left. If you want some assistance or if you want to celebrate, let me know because I'm here for you. So what else is for today? What is most important in the 3-3 alignment? So 3 is the number of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, if you will, Mother, Father, Child. What else? Anyway, anything that is a, well, the triangle, right? The triangle. So you have a base. You have a base. And then you have two sides coming together. So you've got 3 points, right? 3 points. So what are the 3 points that you need to connect? What are those 3 sides that you need to connect? What do you need a foundation with, right? The foundation point on the bottom. And what is going, what is at the top of the pyramid? What's the top of the pyramid? What are you aspiring to, right? I have this wonderful spiral here to aspire to. What's next for me? What are you aspiring to yourself? What is it that you need right now that can help you? What else do we want to share, Creator? What is needed for these beautiful people? Okay, so they want me to let you know that I am a coach. I'm a spiritual coach, which means that I'm going to talk about God. I'm going to also talk about spiritual direction. I'm going to talk about support and creating a support structure. So what do I mean by support? Well, they mentioned too in the channeling that it's not about doing life alone these days. It's about receiving support. So if you're a person that thinks that you have to independently handle life, you're going to tough it out. You're going to power through. You know, you're an adult now. You've got to show that you're doing adult things. So it's got to power through it. That is a hard road. That's a hard road for you. So what if you didn't have to power through? What if the power actually came from a spiritual source? Many, many years ago, when I was addicted to drugs and alcohol, and that was my world, I didn't know anything about a higher power. I mean, I had gone to church and I had, you know, gotten the religious stuff, right? My upbringing. So I had an idea, okay, there's a God. God is outside of me. There's a Jesus. Jesus died on the cross, and I got all that information, right? Really early on, okay? I didn't understand it. I didn't know how to relate to it. I didn't know what to do with it. I thought I should. I thought it should make sense. It never did. So for me, that path didn't necessarily work very well. It works for a lot of people. It's a support structure that works for a lot of people. Great for them, awesome for them. Now, that does not mean that I am going to discount that religious programming. It doesn't mean that I'm going to shun that. It simply means that didn't work for me in my path because I needed to bring lots of different belief systems into my world. And with that different access to different belief systems, I was able to create a foundation of a power greater than myself, meaning not just Pam, not just this human living life as a struggle, but allowing all of the different support systems to assist me. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Allowing all of them to come in whatever form, and help you in your life. That's what's available today for you right now. So if you're wondering how, it's simply asking, saying, help me. Help me, even though I don't know who you are. Help me, please. I'm ready. Please help. That's all they need. Please help. And then if you want to know more and you want to go further, you can connect with me if you want to, and we can do some deep work around who they are. What are the guides? You know, what do they have names? How do I work with them every day? That kind of stuff. And I'm just one teacher. There's a lot of teachers available now. So don't hesitate to reach out and find what you need. A book, a song, a class, a workshop, a TED talk, whatever it is, right? Just allow yourself to open up to the wonderful support that's available. I use crystals a lot, okay? I use crystals a lot to help me to center and expand my world of light and love and experience and peace and understanding and connection and all of that, okay? So we have about 5 minutes or so. Any of you who want to call in, you can. You can do it etherically as well. Just connect in with me and know that through my voice, you're going to get some codes. Your codes are going to come through. I send this out to anyone that needs it right now. So the light knows how to reach the soul. The codes know how to reach you. So that sounding that just came through is going to reach you in exactly where it needs to in this moment. Know that and trust it. I do. So as we wind down for this episode, know that I'm always available to you in this episode, in this show. We have 4 different segments whenever we have a month. So next week, we are going to bring Jill Mattson on. I know some of you were looking forward to hearing her today. She had a family emergency, needed to go out and be with that loved one. So next week, she's going to come on with me. And it is generally on the second week, choosing your empowered life, which is perfect because she's living an empowered life. So she's going to talk to us about her light that she shares with the world and the sound work that she's doing in the world. The following week is the Full Body System Wellness episode, where I talk about the different services that I provide, the program that we've created. And we'll also be talking about more about the programs coming up, because they're always changing and always growing and available. And then the 4th week is Spirit Partners for Life. And I am there with my husband. We talk about our partnership and partnership in the world and how we navigate being a family with our child, our teenage child, who's going to be graduating next year. Crazy. And if we have a 5th week in the month, which I don't know off the top of my head if we do in March, but if we do in the 5th week of the month, then that's a special episode that we create at the moment, and we allow guidance to dictate how things progress from there. So if you want to reach me and do some personal work with me, it is brightbutterflyenterprises.com. That's brightbutterflyenterprises.com, just like it sounds. If you want to reach out on Facebook, it's Pamela Lynn Bright, L-Y-N-N, Bright like my last name. That's my personal page, or Bright Butterfly Enterprises business page on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn for any of you who do that. I just started that. And also the Empower Me Show at gmail.com. Those are all kinds of ways to reach me, that I am available to you if you want help, if you want celebration, if you want coaching, if you need healing, whatever you need, just reach out. I'm here for you. I love you a lot, and this work is for you. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to listen to Transformation Talk Radio. There's lots of shows on here, not just mine. There's a lot of them. So if you have a need and you want some inspiration, check it out. They're always available 24/7 on any day of the week. So with my many, many blessings, go and have a blissful day. Know that you are loved and you are guided in every moment. Until next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.